What is up, everybody? Hunter O'Rell back for another episode of, well, Afternoon Mint, Evening Mint, definitely not the Morning Mint. A very late show today, starting off at almost all the way to 6:30 EST, PM EST. Late show, but that does not mean we don't have news and updates for you for what's happening around the crypto and Web3 markets. And it has sure been another crazy 24 hours. Prices for some coins taking off, some dying, even some chains going down for some time. Not great. We'll get into all of that and how you can be navigating these markets and where you should have your attention right after we go over some news for what's happening with tokens today. As I said, we have a lot going on, some exciting things in the market. Currently, we're sitting for the major three right now. We're currently sitting at just under 4,000 for Ethereum. Bitcoin currently sitting at 73,000, proving right now that it's on like a full straight rip straight to 100,000. It's kind of defied the odds of gravity, and it's just going up. I know funding and inflows have been a KPI that people are looking at, but at the end of the day, the number has just continued to go up, have strength, and people are buying. And Solana, a coin that I've actually kind of said has been lagging the other movement that we've seen in the market with the influx for meme coins and everything else that we've seen. We've seen this spike and break out of this little upward channel that we've been in and going all the way up above $165. Truly amazing to see that if you're holding Solana. The rest of the market, flat. We've seen some things moving. Meme coins are still getting some bids. Other ones, specific coins within the meme ecosystem are taking some pain. Ronin continues on its upward trend, a notable one. But like I just said, meme coins like Zen pulling back. Meme coins like Nick, I'll pull that chart up, really pulling back. Buying opportunities for sure if you believe in these tokens and coins long term. Also within the ecosystem, specifically on the equity side, Robinhood has had some strength. And on Coinbase's side of things, still hovering around $250. We do have strength there, but obviously some of that buying and volume there have slowed down quite a bit. And notably, a call that I am still very proud of and I think has still a lot of strength, especially for the movement of capital frictionlessly between chains and protocols. Rune, still above $10, going all the way up to $11.50 at one point. Love to see it. I'm also really excited. You know, we've talked about some coins here, but you know, before we jump into the NFT market and some very specific news, I am proud and excited to have a guest on this morning to chat about what's happening in the market, and that is none other than the man himself, Mr. Dylan O'Rell. Dylan, how are you doing today? Or if he's here.
I guess it's about time that I've joined you.
Yeah.
Definitely not the Morning Mint, but yeah, happy to be here.
I knew you would get me for that one. But we're still doing it. That's all that matters. We're still here doing it. I'm curious, Dylan, in your opinion, you know, we just talked about some of the tokens that we're watching in the market. We have had some crazy movers. I know Canto was one that we were privately talking about moving. Some incredible movement there. But I'm curious, where's your attention right now? What are you excited for? What in the market has you really has your attention right now?
Yeah, I think I was interested to see how some of the L2s traded today with EIP 4844 and the Denken upgrade going live today. We saw, you know, some consolidated price movement on ARB and OP, but those have kind of waned a little bit now. Honestly, my main attention has been on Sol for the past week and a half here. It, you know, I've been watching it since a little more intently since beginning of February. We had the scam wick on March 5th. That took me partially out of a long that I was in since around like 100, 110. But it definitely felt like it was being a little neglected, and it felt like a beach ball that was kind of being pressed underwater.
Right.
So it kind of had its outperformance day today, looking at the BTC and ETH pairs. You know, I think some people were trying to call for what the 0.03 level on Sol ETH to be hit again, but obviously that's not the case.
Right.
So I've been watching Sol. Yeah, I mentioned Canto. There was some really weird price action there with it pumping like 40-50% in a day.
Crazy.
It's kind of that like forgotten, it's an L1 that I feel like it had its moment kind of in the bear market, where people were kind of fishing for some way to, you know, make yield. It's kind of was dumped to shit for a while, and it just kind of randomly pumped out of nowhere. So that's interesting. Yeah, you mentioned Rune. Dude, Rune was like getting twopped super hard the past day and a half.
Crazy.
And I think it's in part, some people on our Discord were talking about it, notably Simon. It's in part due to what Athena is doing to DeFi rates across the board. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I really focus on Sol and the Sol ecosystem. I mean, it's the meme coins that are popping off on Sol right now are kind of crazy, and the wealth effect of these meme coins, you know, printing past 10 mil into 20, 30, 40 mil market caps, like it really can't be ignored. And that's kind of where a lot of the activity is going on right now. Blast has been pretty quiet. Actually, you know, we had the issue with Blast going down, actually.
Painful.
New blocks weren't being created. So that definitely hurts. And it was really funny. Sol actually started pumping immediately after like news started hitting the timeline that Blast went down, because people were making jokes about Sol like not being down.
Right.
It's just so crazy how quickly attention and liquidity rotates in this space, where there'll be something that everybody starts talking about on the timeline and the flaming ball of liquidity just goes right to that.
Right.
So yeah, what I'm interested to see now, so we've seen Sol ecosystem outperforming today, which has led to notably Whiff in the meme coins, and actually Bonk too. Bonk was mentioned in an article that was actually put out by, what financial institution was it? Like a legit financial institution put out an article. Franklin Templeton. Yeah, they published a report on meme coins. And Bonk, there's a Bonk chart like in the report. I think Bonk, since that was published, is up 8 or 9%. But I'm interested to see, so we have Whiff, we have Bonk. Those are like the big Sol meme coins.
Yep.
I'm interested to see the next, you know, that paves way for the other meme coins, such as Pepe, such as Doge, such as SHIB, I guess, to see if they get another leg up.
I'm curious,
Pepe
though.
Pepe actually has, Elon actually like tweeted out a Pepe meme and
true.
Kind of been interacting with like the Pepe fan club and the memes recently. But Doge is kind of lagging on that front right now. But interested to see, these meme coins kind of move together in waves and they kind of take turns. So yeah. I still have a Doge long open from 9 cents, like super low leverage, that I've just left open, just to have that exposure there. So I'm interested to see if that's going to have another leg here or not.
It most likely will. I think we come back to this whole like attention rotation economy that we're in. Doge has felt like it's been underappreciated as a meme coin within like the narrative space, and we're probably overdue for it to get its limelight moment. Obviously down when it was at 9 cents, and you and I were talking about it. It was kind of just chilling and nobody was talking about it at all. And then we did get some attention, but we're back to it kind of being legged up, a 2x from that point, just kind of chilling and waiting for that next, timeline moment for it to be talked about. I am curious real quick. You do talk a lot about like Solana and the meme coin ecosystem, and a lot of these are established or ones that came out of the recent bear market. Are you looking at new ones like Nick, or Rich and these things that are popping up and are like kind of like hot, not to say that Nick is a hot flash, but the ones that are like popping up on a daily basis, are you looking at those at all, or are you sticking to things that are more established meme coins, which feels ridiculous to say?
No, I think you have to realize that some of these do begin to take on a life of their own and start to like build the ability to have persistence. I had an early position on a Nick that I still have on. So I've round tripped a bunch of those gains, considering I woke up and I saw Dave's tweet. He had Nick on his live stream. And in the back of my head, I was like, this is totally the top. But I know crazier things in crypto have happened, and it's the market that we're in. It's hard to call that a top.
Right.
Nick is hovering, I don't know, without looking at a chart, it's probably somewhere in between 30 mil and 40 mil.
It's at 29 mil right now. It's flirting between 27 to 29 mil.
Yeah, all right, pull up a chart.
Yeah, come on.
You don't want to see it. You don't want to see it go below like 25 mil. Otherwise, you start to get a nice little Christmas tree. So let's hold. You know, it'd be nice to see it hold like around 30 mil.
Are you dollar cost averaging back in, or are you just, you know?
No. I still have 75% of the position, so I'm just gonna hold it. See what happens. It's, you know, I entered way, way, way lower, so I don't want to babysit this. No. In terms of like other new memes, I hate this. The Bowden coin or whatever that had an Ansem tweet earlier, and it pumped like 50% or something. It's the Bowden is kind of beta to the Trump coin, so people are kind of comparing those two and thinking that it's a bit undervalued there. On Polymarket, the Biden Trump odds are almost like 50-50. So people are like, all right, this is completely undervalued at 60, 70, 80 mil compared to Trump, which is at, I don't know, probably like, what, 300, 400 mil at this point?
Yeah, I'd have to look. Polymarket's got 52% Trump, 70 or 37 Biden.
I think you have to be careful with some of these new memes, because a lot of them have become like flash in the pans and people are rotating into stronger memes. So there's no like direct formula. You'll probably end up holding the ones that will completely round trip and then sell the ones too early that end up like actually building some sort of credibility. So my advice is just like, if you're trying to play these like daily new meme games, use an amount of soul that you're not going to like fret over, kill yourself over. Monitor it, you know, see how it's being picked up on social. I think like the main sort of like market cap points are like, if it can get past like the 5 to 10 mil range where there's just like so much churn, then it might have some staying power. There's new things popping up every hour of every day. So I don't have the patience to like sit there on Photon or Deck Screener and watch everything. If something like falls into my lap and I think it's funny and it's interesting, I'll play it. But I'm not like super actively watching every single new like deploy. It just so happened for the Nick one, I was making breakfast and I saw that video that he tweeted, and I was like,
of course,
this is pretty hysterical.
Of course.
And that's kind of that. I don't know, besides Nick, besides Bowden, I think Portnoy, did Dave like tweeted that he's like, I'm a meme now?
Yeah, I mean, that was something I was going to talk about on the show.
11 mil. It's at like, it's off 50% now, around like 6-7 mil. With those, I just don't know. That I don't like the ones that are almost dependent on tweets and dependent on like one person for making engagement.
Right.
Like, you can make the argument that Nick is like that, but it started to take on a life of its own when people started making the memes and you started to see other accounts outside of the crypto like echo chamber start tweeting about it and using him as a meme.
Yep.
That was an easy sign. Obviously that only came when the price started to rise, but that's a sign of, you know, starting to build something other than, you know, just the price go up meme.
Right.
So Yeah, if you're trying to play these like all and try to catch stuff early, just use an amount of soul. Like you're not scared of like losing. Soul's at $160 now. So like if you're punting 10 soul at things and you're gonna be bent out of shape losing $1,600 if something completely rugs, don't do that. Go smaller, give yourself the freedom to like weather these storms, because these coins dip easily 20, 30, 40% like nothing.
It just takes
So you
one
now,
big holder to yeet a position. Everybody's now
yeah,
underwater and then it
you gotta
snowballs.
use an initial that you're gonna be comfortable with, that you won't taper hand if there's a 20, 30, 40% dip. And that will just make it a much more pleasurable experience. You might not make outsized gains if it pumps 10, 20%, 20x, but you'll still make something and you won't be bent out of shape. Because personally for me, I know I'm more frustrated when I miss out on a big gainer versus losing a small to medium size like loss on a trade.
Right.
So I will size positions and manage my risk in a way that if I put in five soul to some of these, I'm like okay with that, losing like 80% of that, 75% of that.
Right.
But I'm gonna be pretty happy, and it'll be a nice little payday if it like 5, 10, 20x's, and I don't have to worry about it. I'll check back in, monitor the situation. I'm not gonna like constantly refresh the charts every 5 minutes. It's just like so unhealthy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a mental health
Too many people
component to
do
this
that.
for sure.
Too many people do that. It's just like so bad for your mental state, and you're gonna beat yourself up, and you're gonna chop yourself up, and you're probably not gonna trade very well.
Yeah.
So
Well, I
that's
mean,
my.
you and I literally did this last night though. I will call you out. We were up till like 3 a.m. trading fucking shit
Oh
coins on
yeah,
Blast.
that was stupid. That was really stupid. But you know, you live and you learn. You have some fun. You round trip, you know, five figures, and you just gotta keep going. That's the name of the game.
Yep. Unfortunate that you round trip that gain. very unfortunate. Dylan, so great to have you on. I don't think we have any questions from chat except for bullish on Elon from Mr. Zach here, and a GM from Cousin Greg, Philly, and VGF. Bullish on Elon, bullish on Bonk. Any comments there?
Yeah, bullish on Elon. So I don't know if people have kind of forgotten about this, but so X is still doing something with digital payments. I feel like I'm still waiting for like that big announcement, which I think would have a pretty large impact on Doge, even if Doge isn't directly involved. But they get over the past, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, they've been applying in different states to be registered as a facilitator for digital payments. So yeah, I'm bullish on Elon. I think his days of like being a Doge shill are over, which I think is good for Doge, because Doge kind of like became almost dependent on him for tweets.
It really did.
I'm kind of hoping and happy if that is the case. But yeah, he's I mean, yeah, bullish on Elon. Bonk. Dude, I need an update from the Bonk dude that has the ginormous position open. I
I'd love to
need an
know where
update
he's
from
at
him.
mentally right now.
So I think I was listening to another like show. I think it was OSF, Mando and Farouk show, and they had an update on him, and they were mentioning something about like how much he's paid in funding. And it's like in excess of like over a mil or like a mil and a half in funding, which is just insane. Like he's like half of the OI or something. Like
Oh my God.
it's insane. But of course he's well into, you know, 10 plus mil profits, I think, at this point. So he can afford to pay that funding.
He can.
But yeah, Bonk's an interesting one. It's up 10%. Chart actually doesn't look too bad, I'm not
It
gonna lie.
doesn't. Honestly, it's kind of like
It's like
consolidated pretty solid
It's
here.
kind of got a little shelf there. Interesting. That's something to watch. I think with the way that WHIF pumped and the way that SOL pumped, for it to be up against the SOL pair, it's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, Dylan, I don't want to take up too much of your time, and I really appreciate you coming on. I know I kind of forced you onto this spot here. appreciate you hopping on and giving your opinion. We'll see what the chat thinks. Let me know if you enjoy having Dylan on the show, maybe like a once a week, or who knows, you'll come on more often. But always love hearing your thoughts. And you're basically the voice of reason against my insanity. So hopefully it's a good take against all of my opinions. But thanks again for hopping on, and we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Peace. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you, brother. All right, guys. Great to have Dylan on the show. Like I said, we're trying things new. This is supposed to be a morning show, and obviously it's not the morning as I look out the windows here. But excited to go over some other things in the market, chat on a couple of things on the news that I'm watching and what I think you should have your attention on. Obviously, one of the longer shows, too, that we've done in a minute here. But with everything said from that, let's hop into the news. And let's hop into where my attention is at. And we'll look at NFTs in a second. But let's just start right off with the number one thing from today. And Dylan mentioned it. Blast. Blast went down. The EIP 4844 upgrade with the blobs. Yes, that is the actual technical term for what we're doing with the proto dank sharding upgrade. Lots of weird words in this one. But I would rather have it that way than any other way. On the perps market, in the pre-trading market, we are still seeing some sell-off here on AVO, down from its highs at $6.50 down to $5.50. I'd love to just say, like, I think from an overall market sentiment standpoint, there are a lot of people that, one, technically don't understand what's happening here. Blast is not the only layer two that's having issues. It's really easy to be like, Optimism and ARB aren't having issues. So like, why is Blast? I think that when it comes down to how data, gas consensus, and RPCs were handling their integrations, that update with EIP 4844 caused a whole bunch of issues. I know that there are a bunch of people on the Blast side, not only on the Blast Layer 2 specifically team, but also on the teams working on building things on Blast, are all kind of scrambling right now to make updates and update their RPCs. I know Thruster is one of them. We should have an update and fix there probably within the next couple hours, I'm expecting. My main sentiment here is, I don't think it's an actual issue. I think it's part of the growing pains of Ethereum being a dynamically changing chain where upgrades and improvements are being implemented. I think that EIP 4844 is a massive step in the right direction for layer two cost going down. I believe Saiger made a great point here and basically did a test EIP 4844 savings test and was able to say that with this test of 999 ERC20 tokens minted pre blobs costing 81 cents, post blobs costing 8 cents. That's a reduction of 90% or a savings in fees of 10x, whichever way you want to cut it. Those are just different ways of looking at it. But if you really want to understand something, understand that technically, yes, while it did break and the chain did go down, it is not like, I would not put it on Blast and be like, oh, hey, like, you're a bad chain. These are bad devs. These are bad people. They're not stealing our money. It is literally just a bump in the road from an upgrade to Ethereum. And obviously layer twos are built off of Ethereum. So it's kind of a error propagation thing where if you have an error at the top of Blast, it's going to propagate down to everybody's working on it. And now that Blast has fixed their issue at the top, there are still some RPC issues within the people that are building on Blast. So as all that gets fixed, we'll see everything start to stand up again. This did have an effect within the Blast ecosystem. As Dylan mentioned, we were up to like 3 a.m. trading this token. Just putting some highlights on this. BB on Thruster, Black Box. It is a AI market. Is an AI market maker, and there are some ties to Thruster liquidity from the team. This was on our radar. We did put a pretty sizable position in. I've round tripped that position. I'm probably in the negative at this point. But we did make the call within the Discord around 8-9 cents here. And then we rode it all the way up for a nice 5x, and then we rode it all the way straight back down. Honestly, something you should have on your radar, but you can see that as I think it was right around this point here, we started to have issues on blast with that upgrade. There was only selling available. We have seen people exit positions just for safety. That should be on your radar. Let's look at the ETH NFT market real quick, because God, can we, like, it's crazy to me. I'd love to just look at this chart one day, or this graph of everything on the ETH NFT ecosystem, just see green again. That would make me really happy as somebody who's really exposed to the ETH NFT ecosystem. Bored Ape Yacht Club was trending down on its way to, literally on its way to 10 ETH. If we look at the day, we did dip under 13 ETH at one point. We're down the 12s, 12 and a halves here. And we were even seeing some bid, like the bids were dropping lower and lower. I did think we were going to see single digit Bored Ape Yacht Club. We are seeing people injecting loans into the market to try to stop the bleeding. But I do think that this is starting to become a general sentiment issue. And I do think that we're going to continue to see issues around floor pricing and the community demanding updates from Bored Ape Yacht Club and wanting to see things coming pretty strongly. I went back. Maybe I'll link it in the description on YouTube after this gets posted. But I did go back to the old YouTube channel that I have, which is now like soccer vlogs and stuff from the Crawley Talent team. But in like one of the last morning mints I did back last cycle, I literally made a comment around when Bored Ape Yacht Club was flipping apes, and made a comment around how much people had started to buy purely on speculation and purely on the monetary side. It wasn't about vibes, wasn't about community. Bored Ape Yacht Club at that point had truly become like a, will it make me money? And what are they doing to increase the value of this asset and make it more culturally relevant? They've struggled. And because that's been such an integral part of the valuation of Bored Ape Yacht Club, they will continue to bleed until they fix that. It's really hard to do once you've done a token and done an airdrop. They're going to have to do something pretty significant on the other deeds and other side thing or initiative, but things that will increase the value here or increase their awareness globally. Keep this on your radar for sure as we watch that floor price. Pudgy Penguins currently sitting just under 12 ETH. This has been painful to watch bleed off, down 10% over the last day. Captains down about 7%, down to 4 ETH. Mutant Ape Yacht Club just above 2 ETH at 2.29. Again, a lot of the OGs that we look at are down. It's about 5 to 10% on most collections. We are seeing some collections doing well. I know Peplicators were doing quite well the last I checked. Yep, up 35% from yesterday. They're sitting just under 0.2 ETH. Miladies down from that 5 ETH point that we had a couple days ago, now under 4 ETH, 3.85. ETH NFT is just struggling, and we are seeing some new projects pop up and do their thing, but for the most part, we are seeing some pain. Doodles at 1.65. I'm giving it Doodles. They have 2 weeks to, I think, a nice period to accumulate before they make some big announcements in New York. I said it with ETH Denver. I said it with ETH Paris. I will say it for NFT NYC. You need to note who's going big on their parties or on their announcements or making it seem like they could have a big announcement. NFT NYC, to me, is probably where the most significant announcements will come out of, just because of its location, the timing, and because of kind of some of the hype we've seen. The most notable, again, being Doodles, with the way they've kind of been flexing their chest, not only from the holders, but employees and the CEO kind of saying, just wait, April 4th, buckle the fuck up. Make sure that's on your radar for sure. Let's hop over to Magic Eden. If you are an ETH OG, also make sure you go take your wallet and you can go and link your wallet, and then you can do the ETH claim and get your diamonds or your gems, excuse me. they are now allowing OGs to go and do that claim. I think I got like 9,000 diamonds, I think, on one wallet, and I think 10,000 on another wallet. Just make sure you go and do that, and you can grab those diamonds. On the Solana side of things, let's check out the Solana marketplace. Well, again, red everywhere. In the top 10, it is just down only for the top collections. Currently, Tensorian sitting at a floor of $8,000, down 20% over the last 24 hours. Yeah, again, we are seeing everything. I'm going to keep saying it. Your chat's going to fucking hate me at some point for saying this. But again, where's the attention? It's not going to be on NFTs. Solana meme coin, the ecosystem is just popping off. That's why we see Solana price ripping. But we also are seeing a lot of these new tokens that are on Solana getting a lot of volume. Obviously, also with some stuff like Nick and the Bowden and the Horan stuff also getting a lot of action. On the ordinal side of things, looking at Nomonks, currently sitting at a floor of 0.56. This is about where we saw, still in that 24-hour chart. We rose up a little bit, but we haven't really seen anything really move off too crazy. The same thing with Puppets, the same thing with Quantum Cats. We are kind of in this consolidation period after pulling back. If you think attention will come back to Ordinals at some point, you think one of those three projects is your bet, now is a time to start considering or making entry plans or theses or testing them. Again, attention is not on Ordinals. It is not on Solana NFTs. It's definitely not on ETH NFTs. It is in tokens, especially because of how liquid things are. And I would say mainly the attention is directly into ETH, Bitcoin, and Solana directly. And then there are some alts under those that are getting attention, but for those mainly. We did talk about meme coins and Solana pretty in depth with Dylan. The number one one that I wanted to highlight, and I'll add my thoughts directly without him, I guess, adding his opinion, but I do agree. We are kind of in a healthy pullback period here, maybe a little too much, a little too healthy. I do think that the $20 million to $25 million range is a range that needs to be defended. Otherwise, we are, again, going to get that kind of like rotation out. And you are going to see a lot of people who have been holding on start to just get out. And it won't be a great looking chart also for like long-term buyers. I do think this is a meme to stay. It's pretty crazy how much has happened around this and how much staying power it has. I did make the prediction that we will see Barstool and Nick and Nifty Portal have some sort of engagement this week or next week. It does sound like there are communications happening there in some way, and this should be on your radar still. I'm still holding my position. I'll probably add on a little bit here just for the meme. And just for the space and what it represents, and I'm a degenerate. So that should be on your radar. We also talked about Polymarket of Dylan. We're all looking at the same things, and obviously we talk a lot, so our minds are in the same place. If you haven't checked out Polymarket, this is a tool or a marketplace that you should go check out. Most notably around the presidential election, you can use crypto. You're going to have to bridge to Polygon. That's why it's called Polymarket. USDC to Polygon, and then you can go in here and place bets. Us joking about how this has been pretty accurate around a lot of things, kind of using the bid or betting prediction market as an indicator of what will actually happen. It's very clear that there's an oversized bet expecting for Donald Trump to win this collection. Again, if you haven't checked it out, it's very interesting. You can bet on everything from the presidential election to sports, politics, even things down to you can actually be betting on like tokens. If I pull up crypto, we can do one for the Ethereum ETF. Currently, if the Ethereum ETF will be approved by May 31st, that is trending down. So currently, the market disagreeing. Obviously, people that are betting on this could have outsized knowledge, and there are people looking to cash in on that knowledge. But all signs, in my opinion, are starting to point to this being delayed and not happening on the 31st. Understand how that could affect the price of Ethereum. In my opinion, it could have a detriment just from retail and certain people seeing that headline that the ETH ETF was delayed. It could also raise concerns for some people who, again, not as knowledgeable to what that means, even though it could be coming down the line, could be seeing that and not wanting to hold that asset. Another reason why I think Bitcoin, and I think is a pretty definitive at this point, is the higher return to risk ratio major three at this point because of everything around it being approved and the momentum behind it. We talked about Dave Portnoy and his coin. Again, it's degenerate season. And if you need any more proof that it is degenerate season, the Solana meme coin WIF, the raise of $650,000 to put the dog with hat on the Las Vegas Sphere has hit its target, raising $670,000 out of the $650,000 needed to do this initiative. Dgen News reporting. Very interesting to see this. I think it is interesting, one, from like a how are people spending money and what memes have the power to achieve certain things. I think this also establishes WIF, not only from the market cap standpoint, has WIF really established itself, but from a what is the community doing and what is going to happen after this event. Most notably, how is general media going to cover this, and what will that do to the price of WIF? It could be an opportunity to buy and sell on the news event of this as it kind of gets some bid volume and as people start to buy and become more aware in the general normie world about what WIF is and why it's significant. Degenerates are all out there, and they're not all on Twitter reading our tweets and staying up to date with what we're buying. I wanted to also note, very interesting. So Blast, currently has become the number two L2 by capital deployed in dApps. We've talked, one of the KPIs around Blast that a lot of people like to talk about, that's a vanity metric, is the TVL that's locked up into it overall. But what is that capital doing? Is it being used? Is it just sitting there? When it comes down to Blast right now, we have 1.05 $1 billion deployed into dApps on the chain. And most notably, one of the big notables here being Juice. And literally right at the beginning, as we started this show, I got the text from Eric, the founder of Juice, literally letting me know that they had crossed the $100 million mark for TVL. If you haven't gone and checked out what if you haven't gone and checked out what Juice is doing, go check it out. They are allowing you to basically take your ETH and gain ETH USDB and lend or leverage it and earn points and APR on that capital and then put it to use. Currently, as I said, total TVL on the platform is at 100 million. They currently have borrowers. Total bridge points accrued of over 300 million. They have a total USDB borrowed of over 25 million, almost 26 billion. And as far as the rest of the numbers, well, they're pretty staggering, and they are leading within the ecosystem of Blast, and they should be on your radar. I do think also worth noting, I'm going to pull this up and pull it onto the other screen. And I love doing this because I had a conversation today around the previous morning mint season that we did and why this is so important. But an important one to note is the CryptoPunk market. And I will make sure that this is talked about every single day and every single show from now on out, just because of what I think they represent and what they are. The current CryptoPunks market is still sitting around a 50 ETH floor. We are noticing, though, if we start to kind of creep up 10%, 15% off that floor, the 60 or the 55 to 57, 58 range, these first four rows here, we are starting to see some decent looking punks rotate down into this lower level. And one of my favorite things to do previously on the Morning Mint was to actually go in and click on some of these punks that I liked or seem kind of out of place and understand what is happening. What are these sellers doing? Who bought it? What has been the the tail of this punk. And we'll just click into 3188. And it's clear that this was sold just a few days ago. They bought it for 59 ETH, and they are immediately in to trying to flip it, and they're underwater. And so maybe not in a perspective of USD, right? Like, this guy bought it for 135 ETH or 59 ETH and bought it for $135,000. He's up on USD, but he is down on ETH. And so this dynamic has been an interesting one to look at from, do sellers care about making money, dollars, and pulling it out, or are they caring about ETH? For the most part, I would say probably 90%+ of people within the ecosystem are going to be caring about the ETH number that this is at. But at the end of the day, the taxes, the capital, the thing we use to actually live our daily lives that people are also watching is the dollar amount. So while punks are pulling back and we are seeing this happen, the more native people are going to start seeing that their leveraged buys are the buy of the punk, which is a leveraged purchase of ETH, and they are trying to increase their ETH exposure while also making dollars, are starting to get put in that position of, hey, people are deploying capital in other places. They are getting a return on their ETH. I am not. It's time to rotate out of punks. I don't think we'll see this market drop too much lower. I think buyers and funds and angels, who you can name a million different people, are all looking at this page on a daily basis, looking for opportunity to jump in. I'm telling you once, I've told you once, and I will tell you a million more times, I'm getting a punk this cycle. And has it made sense the way I've been deploying capital and what my thesis has been? But you know, instead of buying a nice car or buying some other physical item to flex, I think this is the right way to cap off or at least start this cycle. So hopefully a purchase in the near future. Really enjoy doing this a little bit later. Obviously, I talk a lot about how this show is something that is pretty much a dynamic changing thing. Don't have a set time. I know it says 11 a.m. Eastern, but we are moving it around, trying new things like bringing Dylan on, trying new things like talking about certain tokens, engaging with chat. So I really do appreciate you if you did tune in today for the show. If you have questions, comments, if you want to get involved with what we're doing, if you want to join the Discord, if you have whatever, please reach out to me. I'm not afraid to chat and have a conversation around what we're doing. And I do love when viewers reach out. With that said, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this. And we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers, guys.